This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, as you know, the stock market got pounded today, down 152 points. S&P down 23 points, NASDAQ down 74 points. And of course, in spite of this fact, they continue to manipulate precious metals. And silver remains right around close to $22 an ounce. Gold remains above $1,300 an ounce. No thanks to the banksters. So if they want to give it to you for free or they want to give it to you cheap, you guys should be taking it. You should get as much as you possibly can. As much as you can. And I'm telling you that you know you can get as much as you need from me. And it comes quickly. You won't be waiting 3 months, 6 months, while your money is being put to work for somebody else. No, you get your precious metals right away. We don't play with your money. It's your money, and it's your gold, and it's your silver, and you deserve it. And all you need to do is contact me through the Republic Trading Group, or you can email me, pdrockton@aol.com, and we'll help you acquire your gold and your silver. We've got, I think it's going to be a very interesting guest with us. It's Richard Wells from the National Write Your Congressman organization. And Richard, are you with us?
I am, yes. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. So Richard, just can you explain to our audience what exactly your organization does?
Yeah, absolutely. National Write Your Congressman is a legislative research firm that's been providing research to businesses and what we call responsible Americans since 1958. Started as a very small organization, a grassroots initiative to try to empower the people to take action and create accountability in Washington. We've expanded to all 50 states as well now, and we generate the largest source of direct constituent mail that hits Washington. So we provide research, the facts on what's going on, just the facts. We're a nonpartisan organization. And so that's got the attention of Congress as well as those that utilize our services. They know that they're going to get the real details. They're going to have a conduit through which they're going to be able to communicate directly with their elected officials, and we have the strength of numbers that is, again, getting their attention, and we've seen it have impact.
So bottom line is that when we talk about this, I'll tell our listeners how I met Richard. When I leased the space for this coin shop, there was a sticker on the window that said National Write Your Congressman Campaign, and he came around, and, I honestly wasn't familiar with his organization. And I said, hey, you got to tell me about this. What do you guys do? So bottom line is that one of the things that I have found to be challenging is to mobilize people's opinions. Really difficult. I mean, you've got whitehouse.gov with their stupid petitions. You've got other places where people can put down their thoughts and their actions. But what makes your organization different?
Yeah, that's a great question. The challenge most people have is trust, I think. Everybody's wondering what the ulterior motive is behind somebody's organization or some initiative, and yeah, can I trust that this is really going to take my opinion and put it in the right place as my opinion, or is it going to be manipulated for some other purpose? And so what makes National Rights Your Congressman very unique is that there are over 34,000 registered special interest groups in Washington, D.C. alone. Those are the registered ones, not including people who decide to get together and get a little group, go talk to their congressman back in Washington. So they're inundated, Washington is, the congressman, not to mention the state capitals. And so what Rights Your Congressman has done is said, we're not going to lobby issues. We're going to take a nonpartisan approach to this. We're going to recognize that, hey, there's challenges that exist in all parties of government, I suppose you could say. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to do is just create a vehicle so that people can get the facts and then connect it directly to Congress. So we have just about every member of Congress now that said, thank you, this is very refreshing. We need direct constituent feedback. I mean, if they want to keep their jobs at the end of the day, they have to do some level of market research to kind of understand where the voters are coming from. And so mm-hmm. what we do is we're going out there, we're finding people, we're encouraging them to take action, and they can trust that their opinion is going to arrive on the desk of Congress as their opinion, and Congress can trust that this really is this person's opinion and it hasn't been manipulated. You brought up a second ago, the challenge of mobilizing the opinions of, concerned, responsible citizens. And that was the founder's challenge, too. He actually worked, the founder of National Rights Your Congressman. His name was David Adamson, and he worked for the National Chamber of Commerce for many years. And as he would talk to members of Congress and say, how can we have a greater influence on you guys for pro-business legislation, he would say, well, what you guys do at the chamber is great. We understand your agenda already, though. So forwarding more of the same stuff from your members doesn't really change anything. We already know the number of members you have, and we already know, what your agenda is. Because what would be helpful is if you could get those real business owners to write us directly and tell us their concerns, their thoughts, their frustrations, how things might affect them, so we can get some real insights from them. And this was back in the 50s, the late 50s. And so he'd go back to the business owners, the business community, and encourage them, say, hey, this is what I'm hearing. You guys need to write letters. And when he'd go back and follow up with them, they'd say, well, we know we should have done it, Dave, but we're busy. They didn't know who to write, when to write, what issues were real, what was relevant. Am I writing on something that doesn't matter right now? And so from that, he felt compelled to start National Rights Your Congressman, and went out there with a lot of courage to put his own money up and so forth, make it work, and today it stands as the largest source of mail that Congress receives coming directly from the people. And so we collected that group of people, concerned citizens that are consistently communicating.
So let me ask you this. Let's talk about that. Basically what you do, at least I joined your organization because I like what you do. And I feel like, it's an effective way to communicate my opinion on topics. And with other individuals, I feel the same way. And I just feel like if I send a letter to my congressman by myself, they know who I am. But it's going to sound like that lone voice in the wilderness. And the concern I had, and I told you this when I met you, is that I don't want my opinion being misdirected. I don't want to be misconstrued. I don't want it to be used for an agenda. But more importantly, I want to know that there's other people out there that feel the way I do that are able to basically hit that congressman at the exact same time I am. Yeah. So it isn't just one voice. So let's talk about one of the surveys that you have people send, or you send out to people. It's once a month for them to tell me how that survey is formulated. Where do you guys come up with the questions?
Yeah, great question. So what we do is we evaluate the political landscape. We look at what the major issues are out there, and generally speaking, we'll select something that has an impact right now on the majority of Americans, something that is very current, it's a hot topic. Whether it's the Affordable Health Care Act when the big debate on Obamacare was going on, then trying to defund it, well, we put a ballot out there. It's because there was actual action taking place in the House or the Senate. So it has to be a current issue. It has to be relevant to the majority of Americans. You know, it can't be some fringe thing out there that's just sitting on the sideline and it's not even getting, it's going nowhere. So that's why we call it an action alert. It needs to be relevant here and present. Then what we do is we take and we get actual debate from both sides of the discussion. Usually we think it's Democrat, Republican, but occasionally you actually get an opposing, a for and against from the same party. But we'll take for and against statements, put those on the that ballot, get the quick summary statement of the facts, and then they have a space to communicate their views directly, either through a smartphone application, online, a link through an email, physical copy if they prefer that way, or even a fax.
Okay, Rich, we're gonna take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk more with Richard Wells from the National Rights Your Congressman. We'll be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Football Doc and Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, as I stated, whether you're buying or whether you're selling, you know you can do it through me. All you need to do is email me or call. And as I said yesterday, sovereigns, British gold sovereigns, you know, they're hard to find. But I get you what you need as quickly as, I'll be honest with you, it's amazing the turnaround is on these things. So we're talking days. I try to keep them in inventory for you too. So British gold sovereigns for fractional gold. It's also the 1 gram gold cards. Extremely popular. I mean, you know, there's other things out there. I guess there's like a carat bar that's being presented. Look, you're going to save almost $300-$400 by buying the 1 gram cards from me. So please give us a call and we will help you with your precious metals needs. So, Richard, you with me?
I am, yes.
Okay, so we're basically, you know, we're going to spend a little bit of time here. I got to bring one thing up. Most of the people that listen to this show are like me. And the reality is we all feel politically disenfranchised because clearly the agenda in Washington has absolutely nothing to do with what we really want for this country. So tell me, how is this going to help us?
You know, I'm a patriotic person. I am involved in a lot of things and different initiatives, including teaching constitutional studies courses and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so the question, it's a great question, because most of the people I run into and talk to on a daily basis are very disenfranchised. And I think the biggest reason that they are is because, you know, we're bombarded constantly by the major media outlets, and it's nothing but, you know, a lot of sensationalism. A lot of times you're not even getting any kind of real stories of what's going on in Washington. It almost feels like it's a distraction from what's really going on, right?
Yeah.
And so what Right Your Congressman does is it brings them hope that here's an organization that's not in the middle of all that, but they're actually pulling a bunch of people together, the responsible Americans in this country. I mean, what we believe that if you can take the facts and you put it in the hands of a responsible, hardworking American, the majority of the time they're going to vote on the side of freedom, protecting their own individual rights and advancing that cause. Mm-hmm. And so we demonstrate, specifically when we sit down with our different members, how their voice has been active and helping influence specific legislation. And so as they start to see, wow, there were some things that took place, that surprises me. It's hopeful because you don't hear those kinds of things in the major media outlets.
So tell me this. How have your people, the people that actually respond to the surveys, how have they influenced legislation? Or give me some examples of legislation that have actually influenced over the last year.
Yeah, we've seen different legislation. In fact, Congress has been limited to their ability to engage in insider trading as of this last year. A lot of people say, what, they could engage in insider trading? Won't get into a long history of that, but the bottom line is now that is being clamped down on because strong constituent pressure, of which we were a big part, kept hitting Congress, and so they passed rules there to limit that. We also saw where Congress can no longer accept gifts or trips from lobbyists. If they do, it's considered a felony conviction. And any felony conviction strips them of their lifetime federal pension. So they put some teeth into that as well. And so people go, wow. And for years, I mean, we'd put that out there from time to time and when it looked like it was getting a little bit of attention. And it wouldn't go anywhere, right? People say, well, that's a great idea, but Congress will never pass that. They like their perks. They like the games that they play in Washington. And yet, when enough pressure hit them, they went ahead and passed it. One other example wasn't this last year, recently, they can no longer hide the earmarks from the public. So they have to put their name on it and give some advance notice. So that's given time, actually, so it's not the midnight, last-minute deal, for constituent pressure to hit them. And shortly after they passed that, we saw it stop an omnibus spending bill that had over 6,000 earmarks in it, go back to the drawing board, and eliminated a lot of that excess in the bill. So there's mm-hmm. some specific examples of additional accountability that only took place because there was enough constituent pressure hitting them at the right time.
Well, I think, you know, the bottom line is, as an individual who, you know, I've been doing this for quite a while, and I actually did research on the Diebold voting machines and how, you know, elections are stolen. And, you know, at that point, I concluded it's all rigged anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, I guess I turn around a little bit on that because the one truth that stands out in my mind is that the governed govern through the consent of the people. So without our consent, they really can't govern. They can't effectively govern. It doesn't matter if it's a dictatorship. It doesn't matter what it is. Without our consent, they have no power.
Yeah.
So if we can show them that we don't consent, if we raise our voices in a united effort to voice our discontent, then I believe that's effective. It forces the agenda back one step or two steps if enough people, you know, come out and say, look, this is not something I'm going to support.
You're absolutely right, Paul. In fact, we'll give you one other example here real quick. And you look at President Obama when he first took office, he had both the House and the Senate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And over 60 members of his own party on a number of big issues turned away from the party line because of that strong constituent pressure. And you saw cap and trade defeated. You saw the union card check rule defeated. You saw the gun regulations that were all being pushed and promoted, all of them being stopped, even when he had both the House and the Senate. You thought, hey, they could just go ahead and slam this through. And again, it was because the pressure in individual districts around the country helped turn that tide.
I mean, to me, it's like, at the end of the day, we can, and I'm telling you, our listenership on this program, these people have all been activists. You know, they've all done everything they could to preserve the Republic. And, you know, I can solidly state that. And I just got to tell you, I like I said, I've kind of come full circle. I think we need to do something. And the something we need to do is make sure that these people know how we feel about this. And if they act against our feelings, you know, then that's when we can appeal to a higher power, meaning deity, to step in and relieve us from this burden, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, we almost have to go on the record and show that we've done our due diligence. You know, I have family members that are in the military, and my hat goes off. I have the greatest respect for those who are willing to put their life on the line. And yet, whenever you look at the consequence of war, it's devastating. And the last thing I want to do is put one of my children in harm's way because I didn't do my part with the pen while I still had the chance. And we've heard the saying that the pen is mightier than the sword. And certainly this country, well before the bullets started flying, it was the pen that involved the group of people and organized an effort of concerned citizens that actually could be unified in that common cause of freedom. And so it is an organized
effort. The committees of correspondence, that's what they were all about, was basically generating, or basically the message was circulated, people got together, supported it, and obviously the result was the revolution.
Yes.
So, which all good things came from that. So, let's talk a little bit about your current effort, what you have going on right now. What exactly are the issues right now that you're asking people to express their opinion about?
Yeah, some of the big ones are the health care bill, even though it looks like it's changing the way that is being looked at, I guess, where some of the emphasis is moving from trying to repeal it completely to, well, what can we do with reforming and so forth. And so that's a big issue that's out there right now. Actually, gun regulation is one of the big hot issues as well. There's been different issues that have taken place in the media, and every time it seems like you have an incident, there's a, the emotionalism gets behind it instead of the rational thought. And so gun legislation is one of those issues that's out there.
Richard, stay with us here. We're going to take a quick break. I want to invite people to call in. If you got questions for Mr. Wells and the National Right Your Congressman organization, now's the time to ask. Feel free to call in, my friends. We'll be right back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
To the Paul Droughton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, if you would like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Now, we're talking with Richard Wells from the National Register Congressman. Now, Richard, I'm going to tell you, most of us are looking at this thing and with all the debt, everything else that's been done, you know, we just think there's no hope, you know, that they're going to turn this thing around. So I think the bottom line is that in spite of that fact, if we can let them know that we still do have hope and that we still believe that we can do something to make this situation better, we can have an impact. So let's talk about some of the questions that you're asking people this month.
Yeah, okay. And on that point real quick, Paul, one of the things I realized after starting to work with Right to Congressman for a little bit and seeing some of the challenges and becoming much more cognizant of them myself, it had a tendency to create a lot of negativity personally. I got more and more frustrated, and I realized I was less effective in the work I was trying to do because of that. And so, you know, at some point, there's the self-fulfilling prophecy, and so at what point do we say, well, it's over, and we throw in the towel and we let them have their way, or we say, well, wait a minute, as long as I'm a thinking, rational person, capable, and there's many others out there, in fact, there's more of us than there are of them, then there's mm-hmm. always hope, and if I don't promote the hope, then I lose by default, right?
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges there.
So it's still worth fighting for, no matter what, is how you have to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the question you said is, what are we asking right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the big issue in the news today is the Senate passing the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which is a gay rights bill, which would prohibit the employers from discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation. Now, this has got to go to the House, and so it's a huge issue for people to influence if they feel strongly about this. So what we have is an action alert that's gone out to our members and giving them a chance to write in on this specific issue, which absolutely will have an impact on the way the House votes, because every individual congressman is going to be looking at those letters and wondering, does this going to affect my opportunity to be reelected? The question at hand is, should you elevate that to a protected class, and what are the ramifications when it comes to our country?
The reality is that's a high-risk lifestyle, and it's obviously extremely expensive for society, no matter how you look at it, so it doesn't make any sense at all. And our listeners, I think for the most part, would agree with that. So basically what we're talking about is something that all of us would agree should not pass. Now, we've had a bunch of media that has been crying about how this is a bully class, trying to portray them as disadvantaged Americans. But the reality is, you know, a black person, I know him when I see him. A gay person, how do you know?
Yeah.
They're gay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you discriminate against someone if you don't know what they are?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do they really want? They want the right to do what? I mean, are they really being discriminated against? I mean, the reality is that the only way anybody knows what you are is if you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are doing something that is outside what most people would consider normal, then most people are going to choose not to associate with you. And that's just not discrimination anymore. It's not discrimination to associate with a pedophile or with a rapist or with someone else that is on the far margins of society. Not putting them in a criminal class, mind you. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that we have that right under the Constitution to associate with who we want to.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's what our members would see that right there on the ballot, that opposition statement, in essence, frames what you just said there. And so they're able to see not just the emotionalism portrayed by major media, but they're going to see the facts of the issue.
Exactly. Okay, so that's one. Now tell me about a couple other ones that you got out there right now.
Okay. There's the... we've got all kinds of issues. I guess I wonder where to start. There's a fair tax issue that's out there right now. There's some reconsideration on the tax cuts that were extended here recently that are being discussed. There's delaying the Affordable Care Act and the Obamacare requirements, both the constitutional issue of the president delaying it, but also, you know, is it prudent for Congress to go ahead and delay it and go back to the drawing board? Those are some. And then we have issues that on every state level that are out there as well.
So, once again, my friends, if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. So that, Richard, that's pretty much the time we have today. I just kind of wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about what you do. Now, let's say someone's interested in learning more. How would they find out more about National Right Your Congressman?
Probably the best way, we have a website. It's NWYC.com. You can always go there and check that out. If you'd like to discuss personally how we can customize something for you, my email address is rwells@unleashingfreedom.com, and you can email me there, and best time to contact you or reach me by phone, which is 801-634-2949.
And as I said, just so our listeners know, I did join National Right Your Congressman, my friends, because, to be honest with you, I just can't sit back and not express my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and I love to visit Paul. And if I could say one thing, Paul and I have also found a person willing to donate a portion of the Right Your Congressman membership back to the Republic Broadcasting. So...
Awesome.
Way to support what you're doing there as well.
Awesome. Well, I think that we're pretty much want the same things, which is to let these people know what we really want. And the belief is that somehow or another, we got to let them know that this media programming campaigns that they've got running 24/7 just aren't affecting us. They're not effective. And maybe put the fear of God in them. Who knows? But, Richard, we definitely appreciate you. And go ahead and give out your email one more time.
That's rwells@unleashingfreedom.com. So R as in Richard Wells, W-E-L-L-S, at unleashingfreedom.com.
Excellent. And we'll bring Richard back because I think the work he's doing is important, and I think it's effective. And I promise you this, that I'll continue to participate and do my best to influence others. So, Richard, thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
You have a good one.
You too.
All right, my friends. So bottom line is are we ready to give up? Yeah, the answer is no. No, we're not. I'm not. I'm one of these guys that I always have hope because I believe in good people. I believe there's good people everywhere. And I think the reality is that somehow or another, if we can just get a common voice, a strong enough way to express our opinions where we're united, instead of a voice here, a voice there, I just think it's going to be a lot more effective. And think about it this way. You know, you get a grain of gunpowder, one grain of gunpowder, and it goes off and no one really notices it. Put two grains together, it's a little louder. Put 100 grains together, it's even louder. Put 1,000 together, and everybody notices. Point is that this is how you do it. Come together under a common agreement that your voice will be heard, will not be manipulated, won't be resold. I asked them that. They don't resell their list. It's all in-house. They don't market you for other things. This is all they do. So it's a really, really, really good program. I strongly recommend it. Anyway, you know, we've got some time left. Let me open up the phones if you want to talk about this or another subject. The number is 800-313-9443. And let's see what's going on in the news today. Well, you know, the biggest news, of course, is Twitter. Twitter surges in trading debut after $1.82 billion share sale. Now, funny thing about this article where they talk about Twitter is they don't talk about the price-to-earnings ratio. They don't really talk about that. They don't talk about the value because there isn't any. The shares rose as high as $50.09. We're trading at $45.49 at 12 p.m. in New York. The company sold 70 million shares at $26 in its initial public offering yesterday, raising $1.82 billion. Did you participate in the IPO? Did you get the chance to buy Twitter stock at $26 a share? No, of course not, because this is how it works. The people that get the stock at $26 are the brokerage houses, the banks. They're the ones that get it. So they get it at $26, and they flip it, like right away, into your portfolio where you pay $45 or $50 a share. It's really not a bad profit, is it? So they put up $1 million, and they make $2 million in less than 4 hours. That's how this stuff works, my friends, just so you understand it. They've already sucked the value, and there wasn't any there in the first place. So we take a look at Twitter's numbers, and I think that's extremely relevant. And basically, you take a look at the fourth quarter numbers for this year, which we'll report in January. Analysts are currently expecting $218 million in revenue. $218 million in revenue. That's not profit. That's revenue. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more about this when we come back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. I'm Paul Brockton, Financial Report, and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, let's just get back to Twitter here. I mean, look, Ernie, guess what the earnings were in 2011? They lost in 2011 $1.60 per share. How about 2012? Twitter lost 68 cents per share. 68 cents they lost per share. Which means that this is before the company went public and offered additional shares. This is basically for the people that were owners of the company. It lost money in 2011, it lost money in 2012, and it's projected to lose money in 2013. Estimated earnings per share in 2013? Well, Twitter is going to lose 11 cents per share, estimated. I don't think that even takes into consideration the massive number of stock that's just been issued. So who knows what it's really going to be. And the projected, this is all projections based on the stock that was already on the books. Projections for 2014, end of the year, they're going to lose 2 cents per share. How is this a good investment? You know, I just shake my head. Unless you were the guy that owned the bank or that owned the Wall Street firm that was able to get the IPO price of $26 a share. If you got that price, call me. I want to hear it. If you are a member of the general public that was able to get $26 a share, I want to hear it. I want to know about it. We've got Ron from Arkansas. Ron? Hey, Ron, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
Can you hear me, Paul?
I can.
Yes, sir. I listened to you program three programs back. I'm on disability, and I have some health issues, and you had a fellow on that had some samples of something he was going to offer.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the number. I couldn't write it down.
I'll tell you what. Give me 1 second. I'll give it to you, okay?
All right.
And actually, I think we sent out quite a few of those. So let's just take a look here. And I will tell you that number, all right? And you're talking about soul. Is what's called. Rain
soul. I think
soul.
I got an 855, and that's all I got.
Yeah, the number is 385-223-4177. And that's to try the soul, Rain Soul.
First three numbers were 385?
Mm-hmm. 223.
Right. I sure appreciate it, Paul.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about your injuries, but hopefully this will benefit you, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye.
I believe the samples have gone out. So those of you that are going to get them, and there's a lot of you, give us your feedback. Let me know. You know, I tell you, this stuff has worked wonders for me personally. I can't even begin to tell you how much it's improved my life and others around me. It's just awesome stuff. So let me know. Okay, so we're talking about Twitter. So this is a company that basically they're saying is worth $1.82 billion. Where's the revenue going to come from? Is Twitter going to open up Apple stores where they sell Twitter books? Are you going to be able to go into your grocery store and buy Twitter cereal? I don't understand this. Where's the money going to come from? If they're talking about ads and revenue-based advertising, you know, this is a model that I pointed out over and over again has failed. It doesn't work. Because the reality is that when people do internet marketing, it's very targeted. They want specific demographics. And there isn't anybody that does it best than better than the major search engines. Sorry, it is what it is. People don't go to Twitter looking for a product. They don't go to Twitter to look for what's in the neighborhood. They don't. So what's this about? Well, it's about basically just another way to transfer wealth. That's all it is. Because the reality is the people that are on the buying end of this aren't you. You're not. There's and no individual investors left. I know they're out there, but let me tell you, zero impact on the market. It's all institutional investors. So how does it work? Well, the institutional investors sell the stock, and their other buddies, the institution are buyers, take your money, and they invest in it, in spite of the fact it has no value. That's outrageous. If you have a company that makes a living investing other people's money, you have a responsibility, it's a fiduciary responsibility, to make sure that the money that you invest is actually going to show some kind of return. You have to base that on some type of research. I mean, it's pathetic that I can do the research and tell you over the air exactly what's going on with this stock. And yet, what do you hear in the mainstream media about it? Oh, it's going to go up. It's going up, up, up. Well, the reality is that the company is only worth what it can generate. That's all there is to it. And I'm looking at the Twitter model, and it's no different than Facebook. It's no different than a gazillion other models that are out there. And it's a flavor of the day. If you think people will be using Twitter 5 years from today, then you don't understand technology. You don't understand how fast this stuff changes and how it turns. Facebook is already considered outdated. Those that are in the younger generation, there are less and less and less of them are using it. Those of us in the older generation, well, some of us are starting to figure out how to use it. But at the end of the day, it's yesterday's news. People don't want yesterday's news. They don't wear the pants they wore 5 years ago. Now, I still have an AOL email address. pdrockton@aol.com. Some people laugh about it. Some people say, why do you hold on to it? Well, I tell them because if I changed it, I'd have to notify a gazillion people, and therefore I keep it. But the bottom line is, how many people today are signing up for AOL email addresses? Yeah, zero. So this is technology. And you're investing in a technology platform that's going to be improved upon, and that something else is going to come down the pike that's going to be even better. So you're going to watch Twitter as revenue continues to decline. And just like Facebook, we'll never, ever reach the analyst projections. And funny thing about this is I can do the analysis with you over the air. But these people who sit in their offices all day looking at charts and graphs can't figure this stuff out. This is a joke. So once again, we have to ask ourselves the question, why are we letting these people manage our money? Why are we trusting these people with our retirement? Why are we trusting these individuals with your nest egg? Why? I mean, it's a legitimate question. Because once you start betting that something's going to go up in value based on nothing, that's called speculation. Once you start buying stock that doesn't, can't be justified with earnings, once that P.E. ratio climbs above 5, it's all speculation. Because you're betting that some other sucker out there is going to pay more for the stock than you did. And that, my friends, is speculation. You're hoping that these institutional investors will target your stock one day and say, oh, there's another game in town we can play. That's speculation. And speculation is fraught with risk. You don't go to Vegas and throw your money down on the table and say, well, I hope it turns out okay. Yeah, I know. You can watch TV and there's guys winning $64 million playing poker, but you know what? That ain't you, number one. And number two, that's a whole lot of risk. And most of those people, they had nothing to lose when they got into it. You have something to lose. And with that said, I'm going to say it once again, your best investment is gold and silver. And now you can get it at a discount. Get as much as you can. Get it from me. It benefits the network. It benefits you. It benefits everybody. And you get it quickly. And to do so, just visit the Republic Trading Group website. Or you can email me, pdrockton, P-D-R-O-C-K-T-O-N, at AOL.com. Call me on my cell, 330-636-6292. And I promise you, it'll be quickly delivered to you. We've got nice inventory. Get things out quickly. Anyway, we've reached the end of our program. Thank you for listening. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow with the Paul Drockton Financial Report. Have a great evening.